be found faithful. Here we have designated our role. One way to describe who we are as Christians, we are stewards. What is a steward? A steward is employed to manage the domain of another. If you look at 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1, we find there that the stewardship is of the mysteries of God. And so we are to be the stewards of the mysteries of God. God coming to earth, that's a mystery. A man being saved from his sin, that's a mystery. How the gospel advances in the world, that's a mystery. How everything ends, what the rapture is like, all these, we're to be stewards of the mysteries of God. But our responsibility is to manage the domain of another. And here particularly, the mysteries of God. That's our role. What is our requirement? The requirement is to be faithful. It's required that we be found faithful. That means not necessarily fulfilled. I'm personally feel I feel good about what's happening. We as a church, we feel good about ourselves. We feel like we're doing something for God. Not necessarily fulfillment, not necessarily fame. There are churches that are well known because they see so many people saved or so many baptisms or largest Sunday school or a big impact here or doing lots of things there and have this program, that program, all of which may be good, may not be good. But as far as what's required of us is to be faithful. Our reason is providence. God opens, no man shuts. God shuts, no man opens. Let me explain what that means when I get to the word our risk. Our risk, being examined by the Lord as far as our faithfulness. But we have nothing to hide behind in our church here. Different churches have different callings. And in ours, we have tried different youth programs. We have tried different ways of working with children. We have done different outreaches of different sorts to varying degrees of success. One theme that I have sensed from the beginning and which I would hold to the end is that if we could look not to the size of the building or the number of the people or of anything else other than that, if we could focus singularly on this, on being faithful to the Lord and His requirements for us. I say that if we are successful in seeking the face of God and being transformed, if we deepen our work, God will broaden it. Not to speak against any planning, any programs that anybody else has. I'm saying if we're going to be successful at this church, I believe it will be first and foremost because we are faithful to do the things which God has called us to do. We saw in the letter to the Church of Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3 that they have the word little attached to them, and we're not sure what exactly that means. It could be little in their impact, little in their notoriety, little in the number of people, little in the salvations, don't know. But it's almost irrelevant to the Lord in that what's important to Him is, but we have found you faithful, He says. And because you have been faithful to what we've called you to do, even though you may have had 10 years, 20 years, who knows how many years without much doors opening, now I'm going to open a door for you and nobody's going to shut it. And I want you to go through it. And I would say that for us as a church, who knows what God has for our future? But we're not going to rely upon some big thing which we have conjured up as an indication of success, but that which cannot be faked and that for which we are examined, and that is the sincerity and vitality of our faith and obedience to the known will of God. So our reward, God will open up opportunities when there's a reason to, given who we are. We must carry out the disciplines of the Christian faith. We won't hide behind having some program. I mean, I think about the people who appear before the Lord Jesus, and he says, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." They go, "Lord, Lord, did we not do this program and that program and this program and that program?" He says, "I never knew you." And I would just like to encourage us as a church to come to know the Lord in a way that he will use us in a special way when he opens the door and we will go through it. And so our reward, if we do it this way, is to come and know God and to give him glory. Reminds me of what we read in Psalm 90. Here you have the wisdom of Moses, who writes that great Psalm 90 at the end of his life. And here is his conclusion of all things. He says in the last verse of Psalm 90, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it." And so here you see the desire that the work of God, only God can establish the work if it's going to be successful. And when that occurs, the very beauty of the Lord, by the grace of God, is upon us. And I would just like to encourage everyone, you want to be a good steward of the faith? Let's put our nose to the grindstone. Let's do the first things first. Let's be in the Scriptures, memorizing. Let's be praying. Let's be seeking the face of God. And let's do it corporately. Let's carry out the assignment which we saw this morning as much as we're able to, as far as managing, being good stewards of the imagination. And I say, if we please God in carrying out these things, we will not stay anonymous and ineffectual if we are now, but rather that we can move forward and be a blessing in a large way in advancing the kingdom, however is God's will. Let's do what we are responsible to do, and let God